Well, good evening. Welcome to Conover Evangelical Free Church. For those of you visiting with us, I'm Pastor Josh, and this is our Katie's and mine and our kids' first Christmas here in the Northwoods. And after living here for the last 7 months, it's been a joy and adventure. Summer was delightful, but winter here in the Northwoods is stunningly beautiful. And so from all of us here at CEFC and our CEFC family, would like to extend a special Christmas greeting. May the joy of Christ in the manger be your source of hope, love, and peace this Christmas season and beyond. May the hope of Christ's salvation be more than a feeling at Christmas, but a light that illuminates your path all year. We have a little light, and let more than that light illuminate all year. Tonight we celebrate the miraculous birth of the baby in a manger. Yet the baby in the manger is not the end of the story. It's not even the beginning. As we will see from tonight's songs and scriptures, Jesus the Messiah was expected from long ago. He came, he lived, he died, he was crucified, and on the third day he rose again. This is the reason we celebrate tonight. The baby in the manger is worth celebrating because of the Savior on a cross. We'd like to begin by inviting you to take a journey with us tonight as we travel the road to Bethlehem. But before we do that, we'd like to prepare for the journey. And by prepare, I mean pray. So please join us in prayer as we begin our time together this evening. Father God, we thank you that we can gather. Lord, we join with the angels singing glory to God in the highest. Lord, we know that as we gather around the manger to remember this miraculous birth, it is because you didn't stay in the manger. You grew and you died on that cross and you said, "It is finished," tetelestai. That's the word. Fully paid, fully served, and fully victorious. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, thank you for this season that we get to celebrate the beginning of the story as we can carry it on to completion. Lord, we thank you. In your name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Now let us strap on our sandals, as take up our walking stick, and begin traveling this musical road to Bethlehem. Our journey begins long before the pages of the New Testament, while the promise of the Messiah had lived in the hearts of Jewish people for centuries. It was their time in captivity in Babylon that made their broken hearts yearn for hope, for deliverance, for a Savior, for God. Our first reading tonight comes from the words of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 9, 1 through 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by way of the sea, beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nations and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. As for in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke of that burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning. It will be fuel for the fire. For us, for unto us, a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on forevermore. The zeal of the Lord will accomplish this. You see, by the rivers of Babylon, they wept as captives. They longed for their homeland. They mourned over the sin that caused them to be led into captivity. Now, their only hope was the Messiah, Emmanuel. Let us sing, O come, Emmanuel.
I want to ask that you can stay seated as we're going from scripture to the songs until our last two songs, then we'll stand.
Thank you. like some captive in Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. He shall come to thee, O Israel. Oh, come now, day spring, come and cheer. Our spirits by thy advent disperse the gloomy clouds of night, in death dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations by all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrel cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Shall come to thee, O Israel. Shall come to thee, O Israel.
Long years had gone by and still nothing. The heavens were silent. There were no new visions, no new prophets who came with a message from God. Had God forgotten them? Did he still love them? Would the Messiah ever come? Then, out of the darkness, out of the silence, angels burst forth. The angel spoke to Mary, and Mary rejoiced. Luke 1, 26 through 56. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." And Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of the Lord will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child within her leapt for joy. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and the child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed the Lord would do what he said. Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he took notice of his lowly servant. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm and has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful, for he has made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his children forever." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then went back to her own home. Let us rejoice as Mary rejoiced with "God rest ye merry gentlemen."
Savior of a pure virgin bride, to free all those who trust in him from Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Not the only one. She was not alone. She was pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, and this baby would need an earthly father. Joseph was the man to do the job. While he may not have completely understood what was going on at first, the angel's visit cleared up any questions he may have had. Matthew 1:18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not know her until their marriage, when she had given birth to a son, and he did give him the name Jesus. the angels did not just stop with one or two personal invitations. When the baby had been born in Bethlehem, the hosts of heaven pulled out all the stops and delivered a choir performance to beat all choir performances. Yet the angel did not sing for kings or royal officials. Rather, they delivered their message to lowly shepherds and bleating sheep in the darkness of night. They told these shepherds what to do and where to go. They traveled to the city of Bethlehem, where they found everything, just as the angel had told them. Let us sing with the angels in Angels We Have Heard on High. Come to know it, began in Luke 2. This is the passage we're most familiar with and is the one recited by Linus in A Charlie Brown Christmas. Despite our familiarity with the text, let us hear with new ears and allow the Lord to give us new understanding. Let us get caught up in the miracle that is taking place. This is not the birth of a baby. This is the fullness of God in human flesh. Luke 2, 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, but was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels left them, they had gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart and pondered them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Let us sing as we travel to Bethlehem to witness the birth of this Messiah, Christ the Lord. Like the shepherds, let us rejoice at his birth and share the good news with everyone. Join us as we sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
No ear may hear his call.
the good news of Christ's coming was not just for the Jewish nation. It was not meant to be just a Jewish Messiah. While he was born in Israel, the gospel of Jesus was meant to be for all mankind. Jesus is the Savior of all people, of every tribe, every tongue, and every nation. The scripture text proves this in Matthew 2, when pagan wise men from the east, practicing astrology and Eastern mysticism, saw a star and concluded that it must be the birth of the King of the Jews. So they traveled across desert plains to see this baby king. Matthew 2, 1-23. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star, and when it rose, we have followed it and come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent it to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up and took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so it was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, those who were 2 years and younger, in accordance with what he had learned from the Magi. That was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, a weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he learned that Archelaus was remaining in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. After having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophet, that he would be called a Nazarene. What we see here is a picture of faithfulness. God had been faithful. The wise men had been faithful. Joseph was faithful to do all that God told him to do. Now let us sing, "O come, all ye faithful." the birth of Jesus. It's the most significant event in all of human history. In fact, both Newsweek and Time have a special issue this month, not about the baby Jesus in the Nativity, but about the life and ministry of the adult Jesus. You see, it's impossible to separate the baby in the manger and the Savior of the world. He was born to die. In his dying, we are saved. In his resurrection, we live. Jesus' birth offers the promise of eternal life to all who would receive him. The entire reason Jesus came was to defeat Satan, sin, death, hell, and the grave. His coming signified a shift that for the first time, man could have a personal relationship with God in a tangible way. That's something to celebrate. That's the reason we can have a Merry Christmas. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was Emmanuel, God with us, and he still is. Is he God with you, in your heart, as we celebrate him tonight? He can be. Just call on the name of Jesus this holy night. Let us sing, O Holy Night.
Would you please stand for our last two songs? most holy night long ago in the city of Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord was born. Jesus brought his own life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let's put your candles on now as we close with a silent night.
This is from Pastor David Jeremiah. Our Heavenly Father yearned through the centuries and the rise and fall of civilizations to redeem his needy people. He never ceased to reach out to his prodigal family. He did this in every possible way, through the glories of his creation, through the immeasurable gifts he gave them, through the words of the prophets and teachers. He dispatches his servants with countless messengers that say, "Come home. You are loved now and forevermore." May this be a Christmas where you come home to your Father in heaven.